Welcome to Meaning Over Money, a different kind of financial podcast where money is never about money.
Welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to have you here. We hope you're having an awesome week. And regardless of when you're listening to this, we hope it adds value to your journey. One of the main pushbacks I receive when I'm working with people on investing, especially right now, this is a perfectly good example of this. Things are at an all-time high. The market's at an all-time high. People know this. We talk about this. I talk about this. The market's at an all-time high. And that gives people pause often. And people say, I don't know if I want to invest right now. Things are at an all-time high. Maybe I should wait till it crashes. Maybe I should wait till it goes down. And there's this paralysis that can develop when the market is at a really good spot, because people are like, well, we're supposed to buy low, sell high, Travis. Duh. Why would I invest now when the market's at a high? Well, I should wait till it goes low. And I think there's a couple flaws in this mindset. Number one being, we don't know when the crash is going to happen. The stock market could go up 30% between now and the next crash. And so if you're waiting for the crash, you might actually wait for it to go up a lot higher than you'd like to admit. But I also think what happens is that when the market starts crashing, we don't really know what the crash looks like until it's already happened. Because if the market goes down a little bit, is that a crash? Maybe, but we don't know until after it happened. So the problem with trying to time the market is that you have to be right twice. You have to be right on when it's high, when it's low, when to buy, when to sell. And so I'm an advocate for you just invest, because the 153-year track record shows that the stock market is up more than 9% a year for 150 years. The last 100 years, the market's up 10% a year. I like that track record. But the market's at an all-time high. What do we do with that? And here's how I help people think about this. The market's at an all-time high, and the market's at an all-time high often. It's a regular occurrence the market's at an all-time high. How regular? I have some statistics that I dug up. Since 1926, there's been almost 1,200 months of stock market activity. In 350-plus of those months, the stock market hit an all-time high. So the stock market has hit an all-time high in 3 out of 10 months, all the way back to 1926. A third of the time, the stock market is at or near an all-time high. That's a lot. Since the 1950s, the stock market has been at an all-time high 1,200 times. 1,200 times. This isn't a rare occurrence. That's an average of 17 times per year. For 75 years, the stock market has been at an all-time high. And so when I think of that, average 17 times a year, the stock market's at an all-time high. If that's true, maybe I shouldn't be scared of all-time highs. If the stock market has hit 1,200 all-time highs since the 1950s, maybe I shouldn't be nervous about that. And that also averages out to one all-time high every 20 days, 20 stock market days, for the last 70 years. That's crazy. And the stock market has hit an all-time high in every single decade, at least once. And so some decades have more all-time highs, some have less. But every single decade of the stock market, we've hit an all-time high. And if that's true, that tells me I probably should have my money invested. It typically surpasses an all-time high 100 times every decade. 100 times every decade. Maybe one last thought on this idea. The sentiment that we typically have is, well, when it's at an all-time high, you're probably not going to do as well. Intuitively, that makes sense, because if the stock market is at a low when you invest, there's a better probability you're going to do better. But what they found is that on average, the 12 months following an all-time high have better returns than the average 12 months not following an all-time high. So maybe a translation of that is all-time highs beget all-time highs. When a stock market is on a run and it hits an all-time high, it doesn't mean it's primed to go down. Often it means it's primed to go further up. Now, I am not predicting that. I'm not predicting and saying we're only going up from here. I'm not saying that. Because one thing I also know is that stock markets crash. Stock markets always crash, and they will always crash. And so I know the stock market's going to crash, but I also know it's going to hit all-time highs. But I can't tell you which one's which. I can't tell you what's going to happen when. Therefore, I will die on the hill that we should just invest when we can invest and just let it be. So if you have money and you're like, I don't know, should I invest? Should I wait? You should invest. Will the stock market crash tomorrow? It could. But we know enough to know and to feel confident that over a long period of time, you will win. You will win if you just invest now. Even if the market crashes tomorrow, you will still win. Statistically speaking, we will be better off if we just invest the money and let it go than if we play the waiting game, time the market, wait for the crash. The odds are in our favor that when we just invest and be patient, we will win. And I've talked about this on a prior episode, but I think about this a lot, and I just gave a talk on this subject to a high school last week. Then we talk about how weird this century has been. And I wanted to provide some context. And we talked about the tech bubble, and we talked about how crazy things were in the stock market in 08. And every time things feel really good and we have a bad time, it feels scary. But yet, after the fear subsides and after we watch the market kind of get back into order, we see all-time highs. And I flashed this graph on the screen when I was doing this talk, and I showed that in 2001, the stock market, it lost 46% of its value, and during the 08 crash, it lost 54% of its value. 2020, it lost 32% of its value in five very painful weeks. Just 2 years later, it lost 25% of its value in 2022 crash. This stuff all happens. But when you zoom out and you look at it, it doesn't look that scary. For example, through all four of those crashes till today, the stock market has more than sixfold increased. You're six times higher than you started, even through all of that. But what was fascinating, when I showed this graph on the screen, one of the students looked at it and he raised his hand. He's like, and he said, 08 doesn't look that scary. The stock market lost 54% of its value. It was the second worst stock market crash in the history of this country. And a student raised his hand and says, hey, that graph doesn't look that scary. And I said, and other adults in the room, y'all can attest to this. That was the scariest thing ever. In the moment, it was the scariest thing ever. But now when you look at it on the screen, he was right. The young man was right. It didn't look scary because when you look at it, it looked like a little blip. It looked like a little momentary blip on the wide, zoomed out perspective of our stock market. And that is the way that I hope that you view this stuff. In the moment, this stuff's scary. In the moment, it looks intense. But as time passes and we have the benefit of hindsight and we can zoom out and see the big picture, it's not that scary. Four stock market crashes in a 23-year span. And by the time you get to the end, you're up more than six times where you started. So I hope maybe you take this content, this idea, and then when you look at your own investing, we don't dwell on timing. We don't dwell on where's the stock market. All we dwell on is, do we have money to invest? Are we willing to be patient? And are we going to trust the process? And if the answer is yes, and we invest it well, we invest it diversely, cheaply, patiently, you're going to win. You're going to win. And when the end of the day comes and you're going to be far out into the future, you're not going to look back and say, man, I wished I would have waited until it crashed. You're going to look at it and say, that was a big, big move. And I hope that when you look at it zoomed out, you say to yourself, I'm so glad I just did it. And I was just patient and diligent. And I was committed to the art of doing this well. And if you do that, the rest takes care of itself. We don't have to worry. We're not obsessed about the money. I just want you to sleep well at night and live your meaningful life and know that you're doing the best thing for you and your family's future. And that's all we can ask for, because it's not really about the money. It's about the meaning. That's all I have today. Take care, guys.